You know you love us.
Welcome to a brand new episode of You Know You Love Us. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Tyler.
Welcome back.
Oh my gosh. H, we have a premiere date / we just have a month for the reboot. Finally, the gods answered our prayers.
July.
Just a general July, not mad.
July.
Yeah. 2 months from now, y'all, it's happening. What did we do to deserve this? Like the summer by Bravo lineup, like what did we do to deserve this? Honestly,
sickening.
Can't fucking wait.
The Summer House reunion was the most unhinged hour of TV I've literally ever seen.
You know, I love Hannah. Hannah had a rough season. When Hannah started crying, I don't know if I've ever gasped at someone's like truly the unprompted insanity of someone's reaction before. It was like a 0 to 100.
It just seems so manufactured, which is why it's like I have a hard time being compassionate when it just seems so put on, where I just rolled my eyes. I was like, okay, you know, like, I know. And I'm a crier. So it's like, that's saying something.
Me too. Same. And oh my God, I love that Kyle walked off and Paige goes, Kyle, you can't just walk off. And I was like, I mean, he can't. Every housewife walks.
Yeah.
Off, but like, it's fine.
What network do you think you're on, Paige?
Right. Duh. Right. Seriously.
There was also clearly like a conversation betwixt Hannah and Paige, like going into the reunion where Hannah was like, you're going to back me up. Right. And Paige was like, yeah, okay, I'll back you up. Okay. And then it got a little Ramona there at the end.
No, it did, but I liked it.
And there was a point where like Hannah said something and I think someone argued with her. And then she literally just silently like turned and looked at Paige, like with the expectation of like, well, are you going to say something? And I was just like, this isn't fair. Like clearly, like, I don't think Paige would have sided with Hannah if Hannah and her hadn't had some like giggly squad, like agreement outside of the reunion.
I agree. It was like, that was super weird. All of it felt manufactured. Exactly what you said. Like, yeah, I was not a fan. Also, the Atlanta reunion was pretty fire. I mean, Candy can literally be like the queen of my life forever and always. I'm so fucking obsessed.
I fell off like all the Housewives shows. Like, I can't believe it's already about to be the Jersey finale, but do you think I should catch up on Atlanta? Because sometimes I like being a little behind and then I can just like binge.
Yeah, I would binge it. I think it's worth a binge. I mean, like, you know, it's honestly all like Bolo gate. Like,
okay,
the entire
but that's
season.
The thing is, I don't know that I need like six episodes about Bolo.
Right. I didn't love it either, but Portia has some like really fucking amazing moments because she's everything. And like, and Candy also is just like, you know, there to literally roll her eyes and just like be the best ever. So like, I definitely think it's worth a watch. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jersey wasn't keeping my attention. I was like, enough.
Me neither. I do love that Teresa's dating. I love that journey for her. But I mean, yeah, I don't even know if you could call it a teaser, but like what the fucking video of the All-Stars, a Housewife All-Stars in St. Bart's, the Ramona singer, like talk about turtle time when she emerges like a turtle from that line, just like on her back. So confused. And then the fucking, oh my God, the audacity and like the brilliance of like, one, Melissa Gorga, and then two, Kenya, to just be like, Ramona, get the fuck out of my way. Go straight towards the camera, to which then Luann was like, wait a minute, let me yes and that, and then did the exact same
And she's just like shimmying on the side.
Oh, I wish you could see Hannah's shoulder shimmy work. It's just honestly so spot on for the countess.
I was texting my sister and then my sister's best friend, Allie, who's like a second big sister to me. And I was like, guys, mm-hmm. we all know that like I'm the Ramona where it's like, I want to participate and I want to look cool, but I end up looking weird. And like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
I mean, honestly, same. In my mind, I'm in a full place of Melissa Gorga, but same. I just end up in a sarong, like a crocheted sarong, like Ramona.
Yeah, I totally think I'm going to be Melissa. And then I watch the video back and I'm like, oh, God, I thought I was nailing it.
Right. No. And it was a hard miss for me. Swing and a miss. I cannot fucking wait for that. And I'm keeping my fingers and all of my limbs crossed that indeed Jill Zarin does crash, quote unquote, uninvited, because I would black out. I don't think I would ever enjoy something more.
If she showed up and was like, hi. Lower me into a casket.
I mean, truly, that would be such a missed opportunity if they didn't fucking make that happen, right?
I know, but like, here's the thing too. Now I'm just going to a full place of Scary Island where I'm like, surprise them with Alex McCord, surprise them with Kelly Cloran Benzema, surprise them with Jill Zarin. Like, I'm like, just bring back all bring the Scary Island people.
I mean, what if they recreate Scary Island? Honestly, that's what they need to do. They that need would to have draw been... us back in.
Bethany would never do it.
Bethany would never do it. But then if she maybe came for like 5 minutes and then was like, fuck this. Oh my God, I got to go. Speaking of Bethany, hard fish. Hannah, you changed my life by telling me to watch, what was it? Big Shot with Bethany. The Big Shot. Oh my God. It's just like a Big Shot. We're going to get a job. Be the COO of your company. Skinny girl. Love it.
Oh my God. I don't. Okay, I'm going to watch. I was wildly entertained, and I want to say that. It's no Stylish with Jenna Lyons. It's the opposite. It's Stylish not. With Jenna Lyons was like the most soothing, enjoyable television I watched this entire pandemic. The Big Shot with Bethany is so stressful and chaotic. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I just want to marry Jenna Lyons. Really.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Wow, she's so hot. Anyways, yes, Bethany is fucking chaos. What did you say in your stories? You were like, it's so stressful and chaotic, but like,
I'm entertained. I'm like, I'm about to have a panic attack, but I'm also having a great time.
Yes. I think this is the shit she really is made to do. Like, I mean, it's, you know, I'm a Bethany stan. I think she's fucking insane. And like really has some shit she needs to work out. But I do fucking live for her in these situations where she's like in a full sequin jumpsuit, like walking into what looks like an airplane hangar where they're shooting this commercial and sunglasses. And it's just like, I'm a boss. I do this. I have Skinny Girl. You know, I have like 29 brands is what I do, is who I am. I love it. Who the fuck are you? I'm sitting on a couch in underwear. Like, I just fucking live. I live for that shit. I live for it.
I it. Like her peeking out of the curtain, like looking at everyone. I was like, okay, they can all clearly see you. Friend of the pod, Jay Reyna, tweeted that those shots of her looking out the curtains were like truly haunting. And I was like, that's the best word to describe it. Like, it was really haunting.
Yes. Yes.
Also, can we take a moment to talk about Nicole Rosé?
Okay. Is Rosé her actual last name?
No, DJ Nicole Rosé. I think it's like a stage name.
Yeah. Okay, great. I was hoping it was, but I'm also pleased that it's not. DJ Nicole Rosé, when she comes in that fucking leather crop top with balloon sleeves.
You're tacky and I hate you.
You're tacky and I hate you. Not only that, I love that Bethany had the exact same reaction. She was like, oh my God, you wear a fucking crop top? Like, this is a job interview. Like, why are you here? Like, what are you doing? I just fucking live for her. I love that she cannot censor, like DJ Nicole Rosé cannot censor herself when she was trying to get Bethany onto the shoot.
Oh my God.
And it's just and Bethany's like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to put on? And she's like, okay, can you just like put on like the tube dress though? Like the tan, like put in, she's like, you want me to put on the tan? She's like, yeah, put on the tan though. I was like, I'm literally going to scratch my face off. It's so good.
It was just so funny seeing DJ Nicole Rosé's eyes get huge. Yes. She was like, are you comfortable? Are you confident? Are you feeling good? I just want you to feel good. Do you have enough time? You have enough time, right? I thought you needed a break. I thought you might need a break. So if you could put that on, it would be really, and actually I'm not done. Like, it was so out of control. And I was like, okay. Unhinged. And she kept positioning her poor planning as like her trying to give Bethany what she wanted. Like, oh, I just want you to be comfortable. I thought you could use a break. And it's like, but you didn't communicate any of that to her until she was already pissed off. So it's like, why did you think that would be helpful? Maybe Bethany didn't want a break and she just wanted to power through, which is very Bethany. It's like, watch some Roni and you would know that.
Right. I love that she's like, breaks, I don't take breaks. I was like, yeah, that's right. This bitch does not take breaks.
Just wants to get it done and be home with Bryn.
Right. Exactly. Oh my God. And I did love the woman who is, I think she's in her 40s, who is like just actually really great and qualified for this job and is like so fucking relaxed. I was like, I live for her.
Maloxi.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
Me too. So chill.
Yeah. She's really chill. She's also a mother. So I feel like Bethany is going to like that. She's like cool under pressure.
Yes.
I also liked Corey, but then when he was supposed to like do the whole photo shoot, he kind of like shit the bed.
I know that sucked. Cause I thought he was like really on top of it. He's also so cute to me. I was like, oh, and then he just like really, I think, you know, got intimidated. And I mean, I was thinking, I was like, I would suck at that, having to like keep fucking 50 people on a schedule. Kill me.
Hate it. Also, like, it annoyed me. I feel like here's what's annoying me about this show is like it's very like disorganized, and I feel like she just moves the goalposts around like depending on who she likes. Like she has all these double standards. Like okay, like Corey during the like Instagram story challenge, she was like skinny girl syrups, I'm gonna put it in a shot. And she's like, okay, but I said it was for coffee. And it's like, okay, but also you could have easily flipped that and been like, I like how you were creative and showed someone another use for it. Like, I just feel like she changes her mind depending on how she's feeling at any one moment. And I just don't think it's fair. And I think as an employee, it has to be really frustrating because it's like, I don't know what you want because you don't even know what you want. Chaos. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pure chaos. A tornado, in fact. Tornado. I could never survive. But then I feel like, you know, in my mind, I like fantasize that secretly, like she like would love us. Like we could be like, you know, like frickin' frack, like we would be like her two little assistants and like, she'd be like, oh my God, Hannah and Tylan, she would like love us, you know, but then she would hate us. So
then she would literally like backhand us across the face. Yeah. But see, that's how I feel about, I think the way we feel about Bethany is actually the whale. I can't speak. I think what you're saying about us with Bethany would actually be us with Kelly Catrone.
100%. I did have a full fantasy yesterday. Like I was literally daydreaming before our matinee started. I was like, I just like pictured us in New York. And I was like, maybe Kelly Catrone finds out that we love her. And then maybe Kelly Catrone befriends us. And then we are her lackeys. And honestly, yeah. I mean, she would love us and be like, yeah, I'm going to fucking come up like a shark in the bottom.
A glass bottom boat. I just want to pick up like a chunky office phone and be like, People's Revolution.
Right, exactly. And then I'm like in the back, like tick, 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 tick,
yes,
like typing. Yeah.
Or like organizing racks of clothing and like taking Polaroids of things. Oh God, that's more Teen Vogue than People's Rev, isn't it?
I know. We really want a Teen Vogue moment, but like I just want to be there with Whitney, you know? So
I know. Everyone keeps telling me that I need to watch Whitney and her husband watching The Hills commenting. Same. I don't know why it's interesting to watch someone else watch TV, you guys. Like everyone's like, have you watched it yet? And I've gotten like 50 suggestions, and I'm really not trying to be rude, but I'm like, I'm probably not gonna.
I know. I feel the same way. And I love her. I love her and her husband together. But I think there's something about like, I don't know. But it's so funny. Like when you do that on your stories, I'm like, I fucking live. So maybe, I don't know what it is, but I feel the same way.
I think it's just like, I hear her husband's very funny and Whitney's like the sweetest. But when I think of like the most charismatic, hilarious person on the planet, I'm not like Whitney Port. So it's like, why am I going to watch her watch a show and be more entertained by her commentary than my own?
Exactly.
Or by yours.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Oh my God. Secretly a great transish to get into episode 8, all about the fashions. Live for this title, Prêt-à-Porter, because I love Prêt-à-Manger, really delicious sandwiches on the
go. Come on.
and I just said, love this title. Okay. Before we even get into this app, I mean, I'll admit it. Like I was very turned on in this first scenelet. And then I I continued to be turned on and frustrated and annoyed and felt like, again, the writers were a little out to lunch. If I'm being
honest. This episode, I was taking notes. I was like, this is a lot going on.
Too many plot lines. Way too much.
So many plot lines. Way it was like a much. Game of chutes and ladders with plots.
I'm dead. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
The opening sequence was very steamy, though, with that Blair and Chuck limo makeout. Steamy, steamy. That turned out to be like a sex dream that Blair was having.
Oh, my God. And Dorota wakes her up by knocking on her door. And she's like, remember, I'm always watching you. And I was like, oh.
And Blair's like, okay, can you get out? Like, I literally need to take care of my business.
Yeah, excuse me. Just give me a second. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was hot to me. Now I'm like, do I need to do it in a limo? I don't know.
I know.
These are things I wonder. Okay. So I feel like I know exactly what we're going to say.
Me too.
We see little Jay. Okay. So something happens between episode 7 and 8.
Overnight,
she has become a member of the band Paramore and no one knows why.
I'm literally like, she's in a full place of like mulleted, like Joan Jett, Betsy Joan Johnson Jett. Realness.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So frazzled. And I do have to say again, to like, to live out our people's rev fantasy. It's like, I've dreamed and I like do miss, like miss working in the fashion industry, being able to say things, including, but not limited to like, what do you mean the herringbone won't show up? The meeting with the buyers from Bloomingdale's is today. I don't care about Italian customs. Love.
Amazing.
Love.
Really fun. It, honestly. She was giving me big like Tay Rachel Zoe project, yes. like stress yes. levels.
Yes. 100%. Yes.
No.
Yes.
And I just, I did see this dress and I remembered like, so Jenny actually, when she went more like punk, if you can call it that, like Betsy Johnson punk.
Betsy Johnson punk. Yeah.
Yeah. Was my style icon in high school. Like I definitely wore like a plaid puffy Forever 21 knockoff of a Betsy Johnson dress to New Year's Eve once when I was like 18 with like bangles and stuff. But yeah. Jenny's in this like plaid dress with pink tulle underneath, stacked bracelets, sheer blue knee socks. And she's just like a little like twig with heels on being like,
She's like,
ain't customs.
She's like Groot. If Groot was a teenage girl.
Yeah. You
know, just like a wee tree, a wee little tree of a human. Yeah. And I guess like Laurel put little Jay in charge, and is running late with this hideous thermos of coffee. Like Rufus says something about the gallery. I said, unclear. And little Jay is looking for a sketchbook, opens the door, and in a full, everyone goes, it's like now we're in Full House all of a sudden. Everyone's like, no, 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 don't open the door. And then she opens it and it's Nate looking like a snack. In his towel.
Fresh out of the shower. Uncle Jesse wishes. Okay. I was like, oh.
I know. I was like, well, fuck. Yeah. That was like, yeah. Past Nate was, you know, just sending it up for future Nate and the boys, which I always reference because he literally looks like, I mean, I don't even know. He's only eating protein for like 455 days. He's just shredded. Okay.
So much chicken.
For so chicken. Much chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Shout out to my husband.
Right. And he's like, I like your hair. He really likes her mullet.
Yeah. He's into the mullet and like the extreme smoky eye, if you can even call it that.
It's like presumably like 8:30 in the morning. And she has like a going out, like New Year's Eve level, like smoky eye.
If I ever put on that much eyeshadow before 9 a.m., I need you to have a conversation with me. You need to check what's going on in my life. Truly.
I know.
And I loved that Jenny's response was like, shorter and blonder. I was bored. And I was like, okay. I'm like,
you know that Taylor Bobson went to like the people and she was like, listen, I'm also in a band and I need to stop looking so boring. Like I'm doing my hair like this. And the Gossip Girl people were like, we'll figure it out. Sure.
Right. Taylor Bobson. My favorite. Oh my God. Awesome. Wait. Oh my God. Friend of the pod, Emma, and I were chatting yesterday and she was like, okay, so I know that Poppy Lipton is the heir to the tea fortune.
Yes.
Did you know that her name is based on Paris Hilton?
Oh my God.
I said, oh my God, this is another Marcused all over again.
No. Wow. 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 How did we miss that?
How did we miss it? And I said, that was not clear enough. Okay.
It wasn't. They didn't, at no point were they like, her family owns hotels.
Right. She should have been Poppy Hipton. Okay.
Like London Tipton. That was obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Hold an it. Icon. I love London Tipton. Brenda Song for life.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. No one can say otherwise.
Truly.
Chuck is in his limo following yes. Blair. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this outfit. Ah! Talk about sending me. I mean, fucking perfect. Sheer plaid, presumably Burberry blouse, this polka dot umbrella, this perfect like kerchief tie. And Chuck's mm-hmm. like, get in. I'd love to give you a ride. And I was like, whoa.
After the dream she just had, I'd be like, okay. Like I just climb right into the backseat.
I know. Honestly, I was like, she's a better person than I am.
I know.
And I love that B is like, oh, I'm sure you would. But you made that impossible. And Chuck's like, yeah, about that. You know, like maybe we're a little hasty. And B's like, well, I don't know. Like maybe I don't want you anymore. And then Chuck fucking rings her in and is like, I'm dying. And then B approaches the limo and then he like fucking turns the tables and is like, all you have to say are those three magic words. And then B says, I hate you. And I said, perfect.
He rolls up the window. He speeds off.
What a little, he's the fucking worst. He's the worst.
I know. He's such a tease. I love how she was just like, yeah, I love how she was like, I hate you. It's like, yeah. You go, girl.
So good. So good.
A stronger woman than I.
Truly.
Jenny.
Yes.
Jenny's fitting Caitlin from the OC, aka Agnes, in a truly heinous smocked purple and white jumpsuit with a skinny belt.
Oh God.
And Jenny tells Eleanor that she thinks the buyer from Bloomingdale's is from Bloomingdale's. What the fuck is that? I can't speak today.
We're doing great. You know what? Bloomingdale's is just Bloomingdale's children's bookstore.
Bloomingdale's. Jenny tells Eleanor that she thinks the buyer from Bloomingdale's is here and asks to take notes in the meeting. And Eleanor is like, well, not today. I need you to finish that. So she needs Jenny to continue to work on this truly hideous jumpsuit. And Jenny is like super disappointed.
Yeah.
And then Nate shows up to drop off her sketchbook. Jenny is smitten and Agnes insists that he's totally into her.
Also, like, I hate Agnes. I'll get to that later. But
she's so stressful. Like,
she's the worst, man. She is the worst kind of friend. I feel like we all had a friend like that who would just be like, fuck up the night, get into bad shit. But like, you know, don't worry about responsibilities. Like, just fucking burn it all down. And I'm like, you're the worst, Agnes.
She's like Evie from 13.
Yes.
And like,
yes.
Little Jay is like full Evan Rachel Wood. And I'm like, yes. Evie, like, no.
Yes, it's not good. Also, what's not good are S and Dan trying to be friends again. I fucking could care less.
Oh my God. She's like moodily walking through the tiny courtyard and she is wearing the largest black crossbody fringe bag I have like truly ever seen. It takes up like 3/4 of the frame.
Hannah, you could literally fit in there like a baby Bjorn. So, oh yeah. And then I just said, blah, blah, blah. Dan's like, it's, you know, it was really nice to chat the other night. I just always zone both of them out.
Same.
And B shows up and it's like, you have to help me destroy Chuck Bass. And Dan tries to leave and S is like, no, he might be helpful. But B is like, just because y'all are making a desperate attempt at being friends doesn't mean I have to be an enabler. And then B like finally gives in to Dan and is like, okay, whatever. I have an itch that only Chuck can scratch and I won't scratch it or he won't scratch it unless I say I love him. And Dan's like, oh, you're just like trying to get him to sleep with you. Like, why is that even a problem?
Right.
And I love what she calls out. She's like, do you hear the judgment in his voice? Yeah. Like, I fucking lived.
She's just like repelled by everything Dan does.
Truly. Truly. Yes. And is like, he's like, well, why don't you just like lie and say you love him and then you'll get what you want. And then B is like, no, it's fucking complicated because then Chuck wins. And he's like, well, then just make yourself unavoidable. Like, and then I just like could hear the male writer oozing out of him when he was like, he was like, I mean, he might be devious, but he's still a man, you know, just wear him down. And I was like, fucking kill me.
Okay. I know.
Kill me.
And then Blair's interest is piqued. Like, she's like, oh, good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's like, then she's like, I'm reminded by how disgusted you are as a couple. And she leaves.
Yeah. She's like, you make me nauseous. Bye. And I was like, I live. Great. I live it. Are we back at Eleanor's?
Yes. So Eleanor apologizes to Jenny about the meeting. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, Jenny. I don't know. My Eleanor voice is getting more and more like insane every minute.
It's like almost Madame Medusa from Rescuers.
She's just so exasperated all the time. Exactly. She's like, well, I don't know.
Right.
It's like, very like, it's like Mrs. Peacock, like Clue.
Yes. It's like Mrs. Peacock, Madame Medusa with like a hint of Miss Hannigan. You know what yes. I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe a little sprinkle of Carol Channing. You know? Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God, please. Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday. Yeah. If y'all have never looked up Carol Channing singing the song Jam Tomorrow, Jam Yesterday from the very creepy Alice in Wonderland movie, watch it.
Incredible.
It's amazing.
Fucking incredible.
It's insane. So chaotic. So okay, Eleanor right. apologizes to Jenny about the meeting. And we find out Eleanor's just nervous because meetings with buyers haven't been going as she expected. But the buyer loved the dress that Jenny is wearing, this Betsy mm-hmm. Johnson knockoff. So yes. Eleanor wants to know if she can show Bendel's and Barney's Jenny's dress. And Jenny's like, well, yeah. And you could show them this dress. And Eleanor's like, well, if you insist.
She like gaslights her into giving her her dress.
It's crazy. I feel like I didn't yeah. explain that very well, but yeah, it's clear that like no, Jenny was kind of like, okay. And then Eleanor gaslit her into letting her pass off her idea as her own.
Yeah. Not a good look.
And Eleanor like promises her that like if she does this, she'll be allowed in the meetings, and she promises that the buyers will know her name. Mm-hmm. And then she gives Jenny the terrifying task of fully reconstructing the same dress in her fabrics overnight. And Jenny's like, I don't even have a pattern. I'll have to like take it apart. Right. And Eleanor's like, cool, have fun.
Right. Yeah. She's like, bye. Get to it.
Yeah.
B is sitting on Chuck's limo. I live, I breathe, I die, I'm resurrected. I'm die again. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you want to get a drink? And Chuck is like, all right, how about you say those three little words? And B is like, nope. And like, are you sure you could handle it? And shows off her fucking like white thigh high stockings with like a garter. What is that called? Is it called
a garter?
Yeah. Oh my God. I fucking died. I literally could not. And then he takes her hand. They get into the limo and we get, be careful, princess. It's going to take a lot more than a little leg to get that prince to ravage you. And I was like, oh, my God. My God, Gigi.
I know, Gigi, so saucy. I feel like I loved like a tights with a peep toe heel moment because of this show.
100%.
Like a strappy peep toe heel.
I like still kind of vibe on that.
I or do even too.
Like, even like a tights with like a chunky heeled sandal moment. Like,
yeah.
And I think it's because of Blair. Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. It's like that preppy chic, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like
or tights with like moment. Yes. Wait, sorry. What?
Oh no. I said just like a Nor'eastern moment, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Like I love like a tight with like a booty still. And I'm like, I know same. That's like painfully 2009, but like, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. These ankle boots look great with my ankles. Therefore it's cold in Chicago. I wear them with tights. Okay?
Come on. I'm still people. Like haunted by how much I loved Mary-Kate Olsen's Balenciaga black booties that she wore everywhere for like 2 years. And they were just like ravaged, but she looked so fucking cool.
She looks so fucking cool. I fucking love the Olsens. I'll never achieve that level of cool.
Me neither. Okay. I don't want to try.
No, we don't. No, we don't have time, Hannah. Honestly, so busy, so blessed. Like, don't have time to try.
Yeah.
We see some sexy shots of NYC at sunset, more of our favorite bridges that we don't know the name of. Mm-hmm. And B is in this like aubergine beaded dress, which like wasn't necessarily my fave. Like it was fine. Her hair looked amazing.
Agree.
I think they were like harkening back again to like a 1920s moment. And I was just like, we don't need that. Like we're fine. Mm-hmm. And Chuck's like, I'll have one drink. Okay. And B's like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, we can still be friends. Right. And she like tries to get Chuck to smell her new perfume. Chuck, honestly, this was so brutal, but I was like, I mean, TBH, like Blair honestly deserves to hear this, but he was like, smells a little like desperation. And I was like, yeah, it does, Blair.
I know. I love how he like sensuously smells her neck only to like throw shade right after.
I mean, she's playing games. He is going to play games right back. Right. Like that's their thing. You know?
It's totally their thing. It's like their kink. And she like accidentally spills her martini fully on his dick and she goes to like dab at it with a napkin. And Chuck is just like so annoyed. He's like, I'm bored. You ruined my pants.
Yeah.
And just like leaves.
I LOL'd it. I ruined my pants.
Me too. The deadpan way he delivers all of his lines is just like really funny.
It really is. It's like he figured out what was successful for Chuck Bass and he was like, and this is it. It's just like, yeah, he doesn't stick have to try. Sticking to it. Dicking to it. Oh my God. Okay. This is the point in the episode where I was just like, what? I always forget this like tryst that happens between S and this guy. And I honestly could not, you couldn't make me care if you tried. Like, I'm just so irked by all of this. S is at the gallery looking for Dan. Mm-hmm. He meets this glasses adorned guy who like probs did improv in college.
100%.
And he asked her for her opinion after he is on art, because after he's like completely stunned at the sight of her. Also, she is in this deep V-ed, speaking of aubergine sweater from like, I don't know, Banana Republic.
Right.
I said deep V-ed. I meant deep V-ed. We're all doing great today. and she's like, I don't know much about art, but I do know a lot about spelling. And then like makes jokes to him about misspelling something. And I was like, fucking kill me. And then when she finally introduces herself, she's like, well, let me introduce myself. I'm Serena. And like, this dude is Aaron apparently. And I'm like, oh my God, kill me. You would never date this dude.
Never. And she's like scrunching her nose. Like, like they're flirting immediately.
I was like, this is not how it works. Okay.
It's like, there's more chemistry between like me and my AirPods. Like I'm not even like, I can't. I was like, I feel insulted. Come on. Like, I feel insulted as an audience member being asked to like be excited about this new love interest for Serena when there's just like nothing there.
Truly, with this like scraggly mustache, like a hint of a mustache. Give me a fucking break. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And B then calls Dan, who's with Vanessa. And B's like, which I was like, wow, I can relate. She's like, I'm full on humiliation, so I can skip dinner now. And I was like, oh my God, totally feel that.
So real.
Because all the advice that he gave her didn't fucking work. And Dan is like, well, he's on his way home, so intercept him like on his way home. And Blair's like, great, I'll keep you updated. And Dan's like, please don't. Like, please don't keep me updated. And then he overhears Serena and Aaron, to which Aaron is like, he's like, have fun on your date. And then they awkwardly are like, no, it's not a date.
No, it's like not a date.
And I was like, oh my God, we don't care. I don't care about Aaron.
1-800, no one cares.
1-800, no one cares about Aaron with two A's, okay?
No. And he's like knowingly smirking like as they leave.
Ew. Yeah. And his fucking, like I love how they're like, well, he's an artist, so he would wear glasses and maybe a neck scarf and like a kerchief. Like I was like, fucking kill me, dude. Okay.
The neck scarf of it all in this episode on both Aaron and Max. Like clearly the costumer was like, artist guys in Brooklyn wear these neck scarves. And it's like, come on.
I know. Snooze. A fucking snooze fest, truly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Then Agnes and Jenny are out. Agnes is in a crocheted vest and a shocking bowler cap. To which I wrote in all caps, the Mary Kate Olsen of it all. Like it was so clear that that's what they were doing with her.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
100%. And Agnes is like, she's so chaotic. She's like, I'm dying to wear your dress. And she basically like bullies Jenny into like switching outfits.
Oh my God. Also, did little Jay, like, just tell me if I'm wrong, not look like she was literally 10 years old at this bar? How is a 14-year-old drinking at a bar?
At a bar.
just have questions for everyone.
I have so many questions.
So many questions.
Then they meet a photographer named Max, aka Wade Allen Marcus from Insecure. Such a babe.
Oh my God. I know. Wow. Mind is blown.
I know.
He's amazing. He's so good on Insecure.
I know. He's such a babe. So funny. He immediately takes pics of Jenny. What?
Yes. Oh, no, no. I was just going to say, is this, I don't remember when this happened in the sequence, pre-meeting Max, post-meeting Max, but when they slow motion walk out of the bathroom after they've changed.
That's when it is.
To like the heavy guitar solo. I'm done. I'm dead.
Excessive. Ridiculous. They look insane. I mean, like,
they look insane,
you know.
Period. Did you think Max had like big, like, you know, like junior, like BFA theater class kid energy? Like just the kid who always took pics of someone at parties with like a vintage camera.
Fully. And like, it is such a slippery slope because like drunk you is like, yes, take pictures of me. And then you see them on Facebook the next day and you're like, oh no, my RA is going to know. Yeah. My RA is going to know that I was wasted at a house party last night.
100%. Yes. 100%.
You never Facebook friend your RA. I don't know if we have any listeners in college, but don't do it. Even if your RA seems really cool, do not Facebook friend them.
Yeah. And if you're a boarding school, like, I mean, well, you're probably not even on Facebook because, you know, it's for.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Don't Instagram follow your RA.
Don't follow them. Don't follow them on TikTok. TikTok.
Don't do it. TikTok. Maddie. Hey, Maddie, fuck you.
Hey, Maddie, fuck you. Believe me, fuck you. Don't follow your RA on TikTok, okay? TikTok. You guys.
I feel so old. I'm like, don't friend your RA on Facebook. And I'm like, Hannah, literally no one's on Facebook except for like your aunts and uncles and dad.
I'm like, I'm 16. The girl I nanny thinks I'm 16. And yes. So I affirm that. She told me one day, she was like, Tyler, you're really glamorous for a 16-year-old.
And I said, I never heard.
meanwhile, I love that we go out to lunch on the day that the writers do because we're like, it doesn't matter. Okay.
The plot is stupid. It oh my God. Okay. But I love that she sounded like a middle-aged, like an old New Yorker.
Tyler,
you're really glad, like almost like a Christopher Walken child.
Say it like Christopher Walken.
Tyler, you're really glamorous for a 16-year-old.
Why does your Christopher Walken send me? It's
so stupid. So funny. Yeah, it's weird. I know a guy. That's always a sentence I have to say to get into it.
Oh my God. Dad. Oh, that literally made me cry. Oh my God. I'm literally slain. Okay, great.
Okay, back to it.
S gets another text from Blair while she's with Dan, and Dan's like really annoyed. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, B is in Chuck's room with like full on like candlesticks, candelabras.
Yes.
Like the candle of it all. And she's like, oh, and she's like showing off the nape of her neck. And she's like, because that's Chuck's kryptonite, apparently. Mm-hmm. And she's like, S invited me to sleep over. And then he like walks over, unties the back of her dress.
It just like slips off of her onto the floor.
Oh my God. But then her phone, she keeps getting text alerts. And then he sees this message from Serena. And he's like, you almost had me, B. And then just like fucking leaves. And I was like, I hate this, but I love this game.
I know. I love this game. It's like foiled again. She's exactly. Like, give it. Right. Like snatches her phone.
I love it. Like flips open her fucking, I don't even know what kind of phone that was.
Like a sidekick? No, not even.
But similar. But yeah, you would open it and it had a keyboard, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Similar. Oh my God.
Then Agnes and Jenny are being shot by Max in a bunch of like vibey Terry Richardson-esque photos at the bar.
Yes.
And she's like click, 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 and they're like, like clearly thinking they're hot shit and they're switched outfits.
Right. We should recreate that. We should totally go to a bar. We need to slow motion like walk out, but we've changed outfits and we're like, in like bowler caps.
And a crocheted vest. I mean, we could easily go to a Goodwill and find very similar outfits to these ones.
Honestly, a sensible bowler hat. Just hit up the theater costume shop. There it is.
Come on.
Am I right? Yeah.
And then Agnes gets a phone call and she's like, hey, bitch. No, you're a bitch. And she's obsessed with the word bitch. Max continues to photograph Jenny. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I like photographing you. And he's in like a trucker hat and this like Old Navy button up with a blue, white, and brown plaid, which is just such a 2010 like color combo.
Such truly. Yeah. Just a sensible primary color. Like, and a white moment. It's hideous. Yeah.
And then one of those neck scarves that were like very of the moment at the time.
Yes.
And then Agnes wants Jenny to continue the night out with their stylist friends who work for like nylon and paper. And Jenny's like, I gotta go. I have a whole dress to make. And she's like, you can sleep when you're dead, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's so annoying. Oh,
it's so heavy handed. Like, we get it. Okay. We know who this person is. Okay. Like, sleep when you're dead, baby. I was like, oh, okay. Right? Like, we've had enough, honestly. We've
totally.
Yeah.
And Jenny's like, she decides to leave, but then she loses Agnes and in turn her dress. And she's like, Agnes, she's trying to call her, but she can't get a hold of her at all.
Right. Yes. And I love that her voicemail was, this is Agnes. You know what to do, bitches. And I was like, oh my God, fucking kill me. Okay.
It is so heavy handed. It's like, so heavy-handed. We already know this woman's entire back by this woman, this girl's entire backstory, like where it's like,
exactly,
she has rich parents, but they're always out of town. She's been breaking into their liquor cabinet since she was 12. Like, she, she's just like a rich girl who just wants to fuck around and party.
Yeah, we know who she is. You don't have to keep reminding us. Okay. Yeah.
And why does she love the word bitch so much?
Why I have questions. I have questions too. And then Agnes does the next day brings the dress to Little Jay at Eleanor's. And I have to say, like, Little Jay's eyeshadow and Agnes combined, too much for me. Just too much for me, I say.
An affront to the senses.
I mean, honestly, yeah, overwhelming. Like, too many senses being activated. Mm-hmm. And then she makes Jenny look at her Facebook, LOL, with all those pics. And she's like, this could be an ad campaign. Stop letting Eleanor steal your ideas. And then I was like, well, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally are letting Eleanor take your ideas. So, but I was like, but Agnes, you're still a psycho.
Totally. I know, it's hard because she's like, either people will be like, oh my God, like Jenny Humphrey is so young to have her own line. Or Jenny Humphrey stole from Eleanor Waldorf. And I was like, honestly, even though Agnes is completely unhinged, she does make like a very solid argument. I just think Jenny goes about it in the wrongest way possible.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She goes in there burning down every bridge on the island of New York City.
Like, it's really dumb.
Like, set them ablaze, watch them crumble. Yeah.
Really dumb.
Oh my God. S&B show up at the gallery and S is in this tragic off the shoulder top a la season 2 of Real Housewives of Orange County. And it was shocking. It's shocking.
It's like Hoey Chico's.
Yes. Hoey Chico's. And then B, I mean, I didn't like live, laugh, love for this, like Emerald. And again, with the aubergine, Jesus Christ, it's like, you know, like a burgundy tone, like jewel moment. But I was just like, it was fine. I was like, it's just very J. Crew. I was like, everything you're wearing is J. Crew.
It's very J. Crew. The color combo of emerald and purple is just very like Barney the Dinosaur. And so it just
it's very
kind of
Mardi
like,
Gras to me.
Very Mardi Gras. Yeah,
Barney the Dinosaur.
So I'm
100%.
Like, I don't know about it. I don't know.
You're like, I don't know if I love you and you love me in that outfit, Blair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
S is like, she's like, B, you talk to Dan. I'm going to look at the art. And I was like, fuck off. I hate
it. Yeah. She like bothers Aaron and he's like, do you know how to weld? And she's like,
and she's like,
no, but I've seen Flash Dance several times. That's what it was. Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it here.
And they really love to like, they want us to believe that Serena is this like pop culture queen. And I'm like, I don't buy it.
She has not seen Flash Dance.
She has not, especially not more than once. It's not that good of a movie.
No, I mean, live, laugh, love for those dance sequences, but come like, on. That's
movie
it.
Itself, not that good.
Not a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah. You know?
Dan asked B if she loves Chuck and then is like so stunned that he discovers that she does. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh my God, someone loves Chuck Bass. And it's like, yeah, fucking duh. And D is like, well, I mean, you know, when Serena said, I love you back to me, it was, you know, like the best moment of my life. And I was like, okay, you're 17. So easy there, bud.
Right.
And B is like, well, if I say it, then he wins. And then I just become another girl to him. And Dan is like, come on, just like take a risk. Like he actually gives her good advice.
Yeah.
Didn't hate it. Didn't
he does. I didn't hate it either. I actually thought that these like moments of like him being her Yoda for a second were like very endearing and sweet.
Yes, we love a Yoda moment. Eric isn't in this episode, so someone had to take his place.
Yeah, someone had to, you know, pick up the slack.
Right, give the wisdom. Because obviously, if it's not Rufus, who the fuck is it?
Who is it? Then Jenny gives Eleanor the dress and Eleanor's like, you look like hell, you should go home. And then she's immediately like displeased with the dress. She's like, this dress is a mess. I mean, the seams aren't finished. The zipper gapes and you finish the hem on the machine. And she's basically just like, cut the shit, Jenny. Stop lying to me. Yes. Laurel Yanni caught the interns looking at pictures of you out with Agnes at some trashy bar.
Yes. Yes. She is not fucking pleased.
She's pissed. And she's basically like, if you want to be a grown up and you want to have a real job, you have to accept real responsibility and the consequences mm-hmm. for your actions when you don't come through. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that's true.
Yeah.
Then she, you're like, yeah. She I'm calls like, yeah. Jenny a child. And oh, God. Jenny... Oh my God. She's like, a child. I am sorry, but this child seems to be the only one that can design anything that buyers are remotely interested in. And then she's like, you're lucky that I don't just quit because then what would you do? Okay. Cause yeah, she basically, sorry, I didn't write down this whole monologue, but she's basically just like, Eleanor, you're fucking jealous of me because she's like, you don't want me in those meetings because you're worried that people will know who I am. They're going to want to work with me and not you.
Exactly.
And she's like, and then she's like, I want my dress back. And Eleanor is like, okay. And she's like, no, I want that one back. And it's the green one from the fashion show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's like, if you take that dress back, like you're fucking done. And Jenny just like takes it and slams the door.
I mean, really poor choice, but major BDE on Jenny's part.
I know.
But why? Like you could... I get it 100%, but like you actually are a child though. So like
a 15 year old,
you're 15 years old. So like, even though you drink at bars, like super illegally, like you are still a child.
Can you like fucking imagine like a college, like not even like a high school kid who likes to design clothes, like yelling at like Vera Wang and being like, you're jealous of me. Like it's actually fucking insane.
Yeah. That's essentially the equivalent. You know?
Yes. It's like, I was like the entitlement. And I'm also like, Jenny, do you not understand that there's like a level of ass kissing you have to do early in any career path that like, it's like, yeah, it's not fair. It's fucking annoying. But like, it is what it is. Like, you don't think Eleanor is going to go tell every other designer in New York that you're a piece of shit.
Right. Exactly.
She's going to blacklist you.
Of course. And like Eleanor Waldorf is famous. You're not, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going to believe her. Yeah, I can't.
She's just like, I'm going to start my own line.
Oh my God. I literally can't. I can't love her. She's too much for me.
I know.
Meanwhile, B is on her bed and texts Chuck and says, you win tonight, B. And Chuck is like fucking pleased. Cause I mean, they love each other. That's what is so fucking frustrating. And like the only good part of this writing is that like it, well, and they're great actors. I feel like they've self-generated like all of this, you know?
Totally.
So they created the tension. Meanwhile, at the art opening of Aaron's work, art, I don't know.
Whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Whatever the fuck you want to call it. S shows up with B. And Rufus is like, why is that girl here for a second time today? Which I was like, good question.
Totally.
He was like, are you kind of into her? And I was like, oh, maybe.
My God, they're planting the seeds.
Planting the seeds. They sure are. And he's like, why don't you just tell Serena you don't want to be friends with Blair? And Dan's like, I don't want to rock the boat. We just started hanging out again, blah, blah, blah. And Vanessa gets pissed. She's like, why the fuck would you invite Blair to this, to my fucking event? She's like, Blair and Chuck used me as catnip in their fucking game. And like, and then it turned, and Chuck turned out to be more human of the two of them. And then I love it. Dan is like, damn it. I got sucked in by Blair. And I was like, of course you did. Honestly,
it happens.
It does. We all do. She's a fucking icon.
Also, like, I felt really guilty as an audience member because I was like, shut up, Vanessa. And then I was like, no, Hannah, like what they did to Vanessa was really fucked up.
I did the same thing. And I went, Tyler. And I hit myself in the face.
Yes, yeah. I slapped myself on the wrist. I was like, Hannah, like you watched the episode. And I'm like, yeah, if I were Vanessa, I'd be pissed too. I'd be like, why would you bring in someone who fucking did that to me? Like, she's out.
Right, exactly. I know. It was too much. It was too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Serena's playing with Aaron's art installation.
Oh my God.
She's like, and he comes up with his douchey scarf watch button up combo and his greasy hideous side bangs were a lot for me to handle.
Same. I honestly, disgusting. You and Blink 182 need to figure out a sensible hair washing schedule.
Come on. Every day would probably be fine.
Honestly,
or like,
it's not that
maybe
hard.
Every other like wash day, rinse day, wash day, rinse day.
It's not that fucking hard. Your hair is like 2 inches long. Okay.
Come on, figure it out.
Come on, figure it out.
And he stammers through asking her to dinner and she's like, mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not really dating right now. And he then fucking Rumpelstiltskin is like, well, I'm going to give you a second chance. Here is a riddle. And you can solve the riddle. I will go out with you. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And honestly, TBH, he reminds me of the actor who plays Rumpelstiltskin in Once Upon a Time. And he really fully went there. Like, I pictured like a lederhosen. I pictured a cane. I pictured a long beard, gold flakes coming out of his hair. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
He was like, I'm sorry. Don't you usually like go out with crazy people? And I was like, yeah. Sorry. I don't know what that voice was, but I was like, yeah.
No.
Like, if some motherfucker tried to sell me a riddle when he deigns to give me a second chance to say yes, go fuck yourself. I just said no, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. I would not be like, ooh, okay. Now you really piqued my interest with that riddle. God.
I said unclear, all caps. No.
Blair's off to go meet Chuck mm-hmm. on the way up to the roof.
Yes. Oh.
Dan stops her. There you go.
No, I did love that S was like, oh, it's perfect because then, you know, if he doesn't say it back, I can just jump. And I did love that S said, no, you don't want to do that. Like then your obituary will say you died in Brooklyn. And I was like, yeah, I can't do her voice today, but yeah, you get it.
You're nailing it.
Thanks, Hannah.
I know. Blair's very like Ramona when it comes to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which I honestly live. Same with Chuck. You know, I really love that about them.
Totally.
I love Brooklyn, actually. But like, I do love
just how obnoxious they are.
Yes. It's very funny to me. Mm-hmm. It's very funny. Mm-hmm.
And then Dan's like, well, hold on before you tell him you love him. Like he acts all concerned and he's like, well, you should double check and make sure like he's done playing games because like he might not be. And Blair's kind of like, what?
Fuck off, Dan. And she's like, no, he's not. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You told me to be brave mm-hmm. like 30 minutes ago, you dumb fuck.
Ugh. And Dan's like, take back, Zeus.
Right. Opposites say.
Come on. And then Agnes and Max show up to the gallery. Jenny is in a shocking saggy beanie. Do you remember those hideous beanies that looked like a ball sack?
Yeah. They were like...
They were like really in like 2010.
There are a few things I hate more than gaucho pants, JNCO jeans, JNCOs, right? Yeah. And fucking saggy beanies. I can't. It honestly makes me a little nauseous. Nauseating.
It was bad. I had one that was like olive green and I wore it all the time. And like looking back, it's like, Hannah, like, are you Link from The Legend of Zelda? No. Okay. Take that fucking thing off your head.
Take that beanie off. Okay.
Take it off.
Oh my God. Link from Legend of Zelda. Loved your Legend of Zelda reference on the gram this weekend.
Just really been in the mood.
I get it. I totally get it. Also thought it was super obnoxious that like Max knew Aaron from RISD. And I was just like fucking annoying. Oh, right. I forget. The only schools you know about like for art are like RISD, Juilliard, and Yale.
Literally. So,
like, literally. If you don't go there, you're a fucking idiot, I guess.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And Agnes is like so thrilled, right? That little Jay quit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's like, yeah, girl. Yeah, bitch. I told you, bitch.
And she's like, listen, you stupid bitch. Someone from Nylon wants to feature you. And I said, oh, right. Because that's how it happens. That's how it has happened for me. I'm sure it's the same for you, Hannah, that like I quit a job and then someone comes up to me and is like, listen, they were like, Stan Lee, like RIP, oh, love him so much, was like, wants you to be in a fucking Marvel movie because you quit your serving job. No, yes. You fucking idiots. That's not how it happens.
It's not how it goes. It's like, hey, you just disrespected like one of the higher ups in the theater industry, and now you're gonna be on Broadway.
Yeah,
that's not how this goes.
No, oh my God. And I love that Jenny was like, why? I'm an unemployed 15-year-old. And I said, the T. I mean, truly.
No lies told.
No lies told. None. Nope.
And then Agnes just tells Jenny to like just go for it and make the dresses, and then tells her that she's her bitch. She's like, you're my bitch. And Jenny's like, I am your bitch. And I'm like, why would you want someone to tell you that their bitch? Like, I don't like the dynamic.
Girl. I don't like this girl. All caps. Mm-mm. Don't like her. Not the vibe.
Not the vibe. What is the vibe is Nate.
Daddy Nate. Yeah.
He's so hot in this episode because he's
so hot.
He's just like so responsible. He like stops Jenny. Yeah. He's like, are you leaving? And he like all of a sudden really wants to hang out with her. And she's like, it might sound crazy, but I'm actually thinking of starting my own line. And Nate's like, basically, it's just like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Like, you really think you're going to start your own line? He's like, wait, right. Jenny, what? You love
He's like, have you told your dad? Yeah.
Yeah. He asks like real questions. He's like, wait, why did you quit? I thought you loved that job. And also, yeah, right. Like, are you going to tell your dad? And she just gets so defensive and mad. Oh, yeah. Because she's a 15-year-old. And that's how 15-year-olds respond to that kind 100%, of stuff.
100%. Mm-hmm.
And then Nate sees Max and he's like, how old is that guy?
I loved that for him. Yeah. I was like, daddy, you are hot to me. I was like, Nate, get out of here.
Ooh. I know. Again, Uncle Jesse, move aside.
I mean, yeah. I've a wild God, John Stamos is still so hot. Saw him on Watch What Happens and I was like, whew.
Babe City.
Acha-cha.
Babesicle. Babes on ice.
Babes on ice. Hold on. Timestamp. It's just a bunch of hot guys. It's like all the Chris's from the Marvel movies.
Yes.
Like, and Uncle Jesse, like
Chase Crawford.
Yes. Just Penn Badgley, just ice skating.
Babes on ice.
I'm living for the timestamp. And we're the producers, obviously.
Oh my God. If they did like something like Thunder from Down Under, but like on ice and called it Babes on Ice, I would pay so much.
But they were like legit great at ice skating though.
Yeah, it's so like Olympic amazing. Level.
Yeah.
Amazing ice skaters.
Like Johnny Weir. Yeah. Like Johnny Weir should be in it. Also.
But like, yeah, but like, yeah. You know, in like hot pants.
In hot pants. Wait, I'm honestly living for this.
Babes on ice.
Babes on ice, bitch.
Bitch! So then Jenny's like, look, I gotta go. My friends are waiting for me. So.
Yeah.
She's over it. She's mad at Nate. So Nate's like, I gotta go to Babes on Ice rehearsal anyway. So fuck you, Jenny.
I'm late. My call time was 30 minutes ago and I literally blew it off just to be with you. So go fuck yourself. Okay. I'm going to get a fucking like mark against me. Like, yeah. I could be so pissed at me. Okay. Babes on ice.
Babes on ice. Chuck and Blair meet on the roof. I'll let you take this because I feel like this was a big moment for you.
Honestly, it was. It was a super big moment for me. And she's like, and Blair is basically like, why can't we just like say it together? Let's like say it at the same fucking time. Like, and he's like, no, you fuck. And Chuck gets like pissed. He's like, you fucking told me you wanted to tell me something. And I'm like, oh shit. Like he loves her and she definitely loves him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, just say it. "Say it, Blair." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Like, I would have, again, I would have been like, "Anything you want." Like,
literally.
And she's like, why do I have to say it first? And then truly in an iconic, like, Ramona Singer moment, Chuck says, "Don't tell me you brought me all the way to Brooklyn for this." And I fucking died.
Chuck.
I did LOL. And Blair's like, "No, you were the one who started it," just like in a full amazing acting moment from Leighton. Like, we fucking live, we fucking die. And Chuck is like, "And you're the one who finished it." And then she like wells up and then she leaves. No.
Oh my God. Seriously, a beautifully acted moment on both of their parts, but both really Leighton, like, because you just see like just the conflicting emotions, the like desperation, like she loves him and wants him so badly, but then she's also like so scared to put herself out there. And she's like, "I went to Tuscany alone. Like, you left me waiting." Like, she doesn't want to put herself out there like that again, only to be shut down. And I honestly like, don't blame her.
I don't either. And like, same from his point of view. He was like, "You wanted me to say that when you were leaving with the count?" And I was just like, I'm living for this. Like,
valid.
Oh my God. The count? Was he a count? Count Marcos. Mm-hmm. Duke Marcos.
I think
Marcos.
So. Yeah, I think.
No.
The count.
The count. Okay. I was picturing Count Chocula now.
One party in the Hamptons.
Right. But yeah, I honestly thought they both crushed it. I mean, he's a great Shakespearean actor, and I love when he gets to go hard. Like, he's great. I mean,
I'd love to see him do Iago.
Oh, he played Tybalt in a film version of Romeo and Juliet, and he was the best part of that movie. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was
YouTubing
so fucking good.
Yeah.
YouTubing that. Okay. Then, oh yeah, Nate introduces himself to Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
We're back at the gallery and he's like, "What's Max's deal?" And again, I was like, sexy vibes from Nate. And Aaron is like, "Well, I mean, he's great as long as he's not dating your little sister." Ruh-roh.
And then he's like, "Okay, nice to meet you anyways." Yeah. Aaron just like leaves.
Yeah. He's like, "I got to go meet my people, you know?" And I was like, "Suck my dick." Yeah.
Yeah. So. And it's like, okay, thanks for the intel.
Right. Right. Exactly. Oh yeah. And then, B finds S and she's like, "Everything is terrible. I'm leaving." Full weeping. So beautifully done. And S is like, "Dan, what happened?" And then he admits that he fucking sabotaged her. And then he's like, "Because they fucking sabotaged Vanessa." And I, of course, Serena's like, "That doesn't even matter. That's not the same thing." And I was like, okay, well, I mean, it definitely is. But, you know, I do agree that it was terrible. And I was like, fuck Dan. Like,
I know, Dan, you ruin everything. She's like, they love each other.
And Dan is like, he's like, "Listen, fuck Blair. Like, I fucking did this for you, okay?" And yeah, and S is just like very distraught by all of this. And she's like, "I thought you would genuinely help her be brave." And I was like, "No, you fucking idiot."
I know. And it was really interesting, like the quick shift between like Dan, like, clearly enjoying helping Blair and then going to like a place of like, actually fuck all these people. I hate all of them. Cause Vanessa was like, "You don't like these people." And he's like, "You're right. I don't." Right. Fuck them.
I honestly kind of loved it. I was like, yeah, they're assholes.
Yeah. It's like, they've never been nice to him. So why would he all of a sudden care about if like Blair and Chuck succeed romantically?
Exactly.
Jenny's walking around Max's loft. Agnes like climbs into his lap. They start like making out and he's like taking selfies like while they're making out. And Jenny's just sitting there across from them. So weird.
Yeah.
And Jenny's like, "I thought we were going to go to a party and it's kind of late." And then Jenny and Agnes start posing to like an Ashley Tisdale cover of The Smiths' "How Soon Is Now."
Yeah.
It was a weird cover of that song. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. Honestly. Yes. Ashley Tisdale for life.
Yeah. It was like, "Say I thought ready, waiting too long." I was like, okay, this is a lot. Okay,
honestly, that was a great Ashley Tisdale impression.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I would love to hear you cover like Sharpay songs. That would be my dream.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're going to pop, 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 pop to pop the top. To the top.
Okay, the fact that we got HSM in here really made me happy. So,
you know, all in a day's work, Tyler.
I mean, truly. Yeah. And I just felt like I had red flags like flying. This wave in the wind. I was like, Jenny, you got to get out of there.
It's scary.
Weird. Yeah. It's made me harrowing. So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And Dan tries another amazing Chuck moment. Dan tries to stop Chuck. And he's like, come on, Chuck, don't act like you didn't hear me. And Chuck is like, I heard you. I was just choosing to ignore you. And I was like, I fucking live for you.
Fair.
Fair. And Dan's like, listen, I know how Blair feels about you. And she was going to tell her until I stopped her. Cue like angry generic guitar. It was like, fucking kill me. Right. Sorry, I've been cussing so much this episode. I just like clearly
didn't even notice.
Oh, good. I've just been like, fuck, motherfuck this. Fuck.
Go for it.
Live your truth.
Live your truth.
Live your destiny.
Jenny, you know who's not living their destiny? Jenny. Her and Agnes are grooving, modeling. Agnes like takes her top off and she's like, Jenny, take your top off too, bitch.
You stupid bat.
And Jenny's like, it's weird. And I'm like, poor little Jay, like, oh trust God, your oh gut. God, like, oh you God. Don't have to do this. But she takes off her top and the energy is so chaotic. And then there's a knock on the door and Agnes gets it. And it's Daddy Nate. Thank God.
Daddy Nate is there. And Agnes is just like in her bra. Nate is like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this is a bad scene. Yes. And he's like, no, you need to leave. And she's like, I won't leave. And then he like sits down on the couch and is like, I'll wait then. And then she's like, fine. And then fucking finally agrees to leave with him. Jesus.
Oh my God. I thought it was so hot when he was like, cool, I'll just like wait until you're ready then.
Oh my God. I was like, look at those fucking shoulders. I was like, yum, yum.
Come on. And then Dan chases down Serena and he's like, oh, yes. I was out of line. And she's pissed. And Dan wants them being friends to work. He's like, let's just talk. Let's be friends. And she's like, well, there was something I wanted to tell you. Aaron asked me out. And she's like, I didn't want to say yes, but I kind of want to say yes. And then Dan like gives her his blessing. And then she solves the riddle.
I just pictured Rumpelstiltskin like being like, boop, boop, boop. He's like, I've got another one waiting in the yonder. Come back to
yes, yes. He's like, not so fast there.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, ooh, and yeah, like his fucking gold teeth. I just pictured
the
guy from Once. Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Oh my God. That's fucking
She's like, oh my God, I went to summer camp with Aaron. Because it's like something about like, how does the cat like play the fiddle or like whatever the fucking.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, and with the Mr. Caterpillar who falls from the tree.
How does he die or something?
How does he die?
I was like, okay, dark riddle, Rumpelstiltskin. Oh okay.
All right, Rumpels.
Yeah, it's like the Brothers Grimm. It wasn't Rumpelstiltskin, Brothers Grimm.
I think so. He was a creep. All I know is that
creepy
Rumbles
fairy
was
tale.
A creep. Okay.
Yeah.
He was a real creep.
Loved a dark riddle.
loved a dark death feel like fueled riddle. Okay.
Yeah.
Truly harrowing.
How does a caterpillar die? And she's like, I remember we sang a song at camp about a caterpillar who died.
Oh God. So I just love. Wow, I really love the idea of her like guest starring in Once and having a scene with Rumpelstiltskin.
Right. I know. You know, she does have like perfect like once upon a time hair. Like she has like Disney princess hair.
She really does. And I did love that Dan was like, oh wow, you went to camp in Europe together. That's so cute. And I was like,
and she's like, yeah, we got married on like the beaches of
I don't know, wherever the fuck, you know, it was like, oh, it's just, and I guess I got married at camp. And then I love that. Obviously then she was like, so, oh, I gotta go. And then left.
Classic.
Shout out to Raven for sending us that TikTok her like every time. Honestly, that probably was not all the time she's left in the series. And it was like
three minutes long.
It was incredible. I could not get over it. It was perfect.
I couldn't stop laughing. She's like, I gotta go.
I have to go.
It's the way she says, like, she doesn't fully like eat the O. She doesn't say go. She says like go.
Yeah, it's spelled G. It's like when you spell ho, H-E-A-U-X.
Yeah.
It's like go, G-E-A-U-X.
Yeah, it's like a soft O.
Go. At the go.
There's a soft R on the end.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. And then she sees Aaron leaving with some other girl on a motorcycle. Ooh. And I said, well, that's what you get.
You too long to solve the riddle.
Perhaps come back next time and you'll get the gold. Like,
that is what you get, Serena.
Honestly, you can't fuck with Rumples. He'll get you every time. He's a trickster.
Get you every time. Blair's taking off her jewelry.
Oh my God.
When Chuck approaches.
He comes. Can we just talk about how he literally comes out of like a corner of the room like a ghost?
Yes. Out of the shadows.
Literally, as it, like her armoire is like casting a shadow and he fucking appears like a vampire in the night.
Okay? This scene was lit in such a wild way because like the wild way Chuck was lit, it was like there's a stage light like shining. And then then Blair was lit very naturally. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on with the composition of this shot?
Weird.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
And he basically expresses like why he can't say those words. And it's because he's like, it won't be the beginning of something. It'll be the end of something. And he's like, mm-hmm. Blair and Chuck going to the movies, Blair and Chuck holding hands. And he's like freaked out that like things will get boring because part of their dynamic is like that they like playing the games.
Yeah,
yes. And it's just a matter of time before they screw everything up.
Right. Right. And B is like, and you can tell, like, she wants that, though. Like, she wants to hold hands. She wants to go to the movies.
I know.
And she's like, I guess there could be some excruciating pleasure in that. And I said, y'all are both sociopaths, but I love you both. Okay.
I know. So he's like, he's basically just like, I want to be with you, but, like, maybe in the future. Like, maybe not now. And she's like, okay.
And he does say, like, we aren't saying those things. It doesn't mean that those things are not true. Like they acknowledge that they're both in love with each other. And then he disappears back into the shadows like a fucking vampire. What a fucking psycho.
Oh my God.
That was heartbreaking for me. And then I was also like, fucking get together. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Agony. Enough.
I have to say, I'm thankful that perhaps the one thing the writers did right in this show was giving us a very extended chase between those two.
Yes.
Because like in the OC, like Seth and Summer were together by like middle of season two. And it's kind of like they blew their load because then it's like once they started dating, it's like, OK, but we have three more seasons of this show.
Exactly.
You know,
you gotta stretch it out. You gotta make us want it. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
The
way this episode ends is amazing.
Just a whole bunch of macaroni in a pot, if we're being honest. But.
So many macaroni kisses. So Jenny is yelling at Nate on the street about how he crashed her party. She's like, we were dancing around in our underwear. Okay. We weren't making a porno. I'm like, he's like, you were well on your way.
Yeah.
Like pretty damn close.
Right.
And she's like, you're not my father. So why do you care so much? And he's like, because, and then she kisses him.
Oh,
like, and she's kind of like, oh, she's like surprised by her own behavior.
Yes.
He goes to leave and he grabs her and they make out on the street.
Okay. How I said, honestly, this makeout was not it for me. It was like so wildly quick. Like, it was like little bobbleheads heads changing directions with every kiss. And it was just nothing but smack, nothing but macaroni kisses.
That's fair. I was excited by it.
But I do want to make out. I do want to make out with him. So I also was excited by it.
Yeah, I think I was excited by it because of him. And I was also excited by it because I literally made a note that said, where the fuck did this come from? Like,
yes.
I'm just it's
surprising. Yes.
Wasn't he into Vanessa like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Unclear.
But now there's this like Nate and Jenny storyline and I'm like, okay.
I'm interested. No. I'm interested. I just was like, I don't want to watch little Jay make out with anyone because she's like 15 years old.
Yeah.
But Nate can get it. So
it did feel very out of left field though, where I'm like, this would never really happen. But like, okay, new storyline. Got it.
Right. Exactly. But hey, talk about a cliffhanger. Let's do it. Let's
Hello.
Go.
A cliffhanger Hello. For the ages.
Cha-cha. Sign us up.
And he's living with them now. So it's like, are they going to have like sneaky little trysts like under her dad's lofted roof?
Oof. honestly love to hear it.
Spicy. Yeah. Spicy. Come on. Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. What an app, H. What a journey.
What an
for
app.
Us.
Oh my gosh. T. It was something.
That was the T. I mean, come let's on. Be real.
Tyler, where can the listeners find you?
Oh my gosh, H. Thank you so much. Y'all can find me at Tyler McMeredith on Instagram or at big.disney.energy on Instagram. And if you are loving the show, please head over to iTunes, leave us a rating and a review. We are living for your ratings and your reviews. Y'all are so kind.
So funny.
So fucking funny. They are so amazing. They make our fucking days. Mm-hmm. So please keep telling your friends. We can't wait to go on this reboot journey with you this summer.
Yes, July.
July, bitch. Bitch. Hey, bitch. Where can our listeners find you?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, T. Y'all can follow me at Hannah A. Brown on Instagram and Twitter, Hannah A. Brown Zero on TikTok. I'm hoping to be making more videos over there sometime soon if I can get my life together. So check it out. Love.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow.
Thanks for listening to another exciting episode of
You Know You.